For many, a former A&M Consolidated student, Chrissy Hester was a mentor as the longtime principal at the school, and today she continues to serve the youth of College Station as the Director of Student Services for the CSISD. And recently, to rightly honor her service, a new program of giving away clothing was named for her. It's called Chrissy's Closet. Who better to explain it all than Chrissy Hester?
I am very proud to have it named after me. I really don't like things about me, but I am so honored to be named for it. It wasn't my idea. It was Shannon Long and Kelly Kovacs' idea, but it was for the families that I serve as student services. I deal with the homeless and the foster children. And this has been a particularly bad year for homeless because we closed Windsor Point, which was a low-income federally funded housing apartment complex. It housed a lot of our low-income students. And so I was always gathering clothes and begging for money to help somebody with their electricity. And, you know, so everybody calls them my people. And they are my people because I've known a lot of the families for years, 38 years, some of them. It's not a resale store. Everything is free. It is really an honor to be able to be there every time it's open and to tell my families, you come here, you can get 5 free items once a month. So it is so exciting to be a part of that. It is open on Mondays from 4 to 6. It's for employees. It's for anybody associated with College Station ISD. We have cafeteria workers and custodians and teacher's aides and teachers. Lots of people that are just employed in the district can come in. But it's really geared towards our students who are low income and have nothing. And so that's what it's geared for. But anybody can come in.
Now, Chrissy's Closet is located at College View Elementary, the new school on George Bush, where the College Station Conference Center used to be.
Yes, it's located in the back of that. So you really come around the back. They have been so generous, and we have our own back door entrance, and it's just a fabulous location. People come from the schools, and some of the middle school kids actually walk over on their own. And we have lots of donations and lots of volunteers. One of the things that's been real special for me to see is that the first night we were open, we had about 12 volunteers, and they all come back. It is so rewarding and so fun to see these kids come in with their families and shop and try on things. It looks like a store. They get things off the shelf, they try them on, they feel good about how they look, and they get to go, and it's completely free.
Now, Chrissy's Closet always welcomes volunteers to work at the store, and they've got their first big clothes drive coming up on Saturday.
We are having a clothing drive on Saturday, November 5th from 8 to 12, and we are going to have lots of clothes, we know, because this community is unbelievable in how much they give, and we already know people who are bringing clothes, but we're going to need a lot of sorting and a lot of putting things on the shelves. We have a cleaners in town, Pride Cleaners, across from A&M Consolidated, that cleans all our things for free. Then the small things we wash, but they clean them for free. We have had lots of donations from different people in the community, the Junior League, Walmart, Payless Shoes. It's been fabulous.
Again, that clothing drive at Chrissy's Closet is Saturday from 8 to 12. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville.